This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix, weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now. So today we're going to talk about one of the most polarizing pieces of gear. And I had said going into this that it was going to be rants, reviews, all that sort of stuff. So today I want to talk about the bino harness. So leave a comment, message me, let me know what you think about bino harnesses, because I think until 2018, after the first time I went to the Total Archery Challenge, and then really when we went out west, I didn't even know that bino harnesses were a thing. It didn't seem like a piece of gear that anybody used. I don't even think I really used binos prior to maybe the 2017 season. Going out west, elk hunting, needed a good set of binos, and then of course bino harnesses and all that stuff. So I've been through probably 5 different bino harnesses, and for scouting, for turkey hunting, for everything but whitetail hunting, I guess Kansas, it was okay when I was on the ground and walking around, but I absolutely hated them in the saddle, climbing. So having that bulk right here on your chest, I ended up with the Alaskan Guide Creations version, one of their versions with the side pouches and the front rangefinder pouch, and perfect for elk hunting, perfect for turkey hunting, all of those things. I can shoot my bow with it, Total Archery Challenge, not a problem. None of that's the issue, but the issue is when I'm climbing up with my climbing sticks, it gets in the way. And then with the bridge, it's just kind of in the way, and there hasn't been a good system for that. So I'm still not sold on the system that I'm going to now. I have this Alpine Innovations Bino Slicker. I'll probably end up doing a review on it. But Greg Litzinger, he told me that I needed to try that one. It just kind of slides over the bino, so it's more like wearing the binos. And I did try just the regular Vortex strap like the Hunting Public guys wear. And that was like, if you lean down, it falls way off. I did like how it was tight to the chest, but it was just kind of a cheap. The binos were too heavy for that system. And most often what I end up finding myself doing now is just taking my binos off and putting them in my pack when I'm in the tree. But I've tried the T&K harness. I've tried a cheaper gear rack harness, which actually I liked that one because it was nice and rigid. The thing I like about the Alaskan Guide Creations one is it has a spot for my cell phone, and at the top when I'm, that's the one thing when I'm scouting or going out to my stand, I love having the hands-free ability to put my, know that my phone is safe from falling in the water, from dropping it, not having to fish it out of my pocket, not having to worry about if it falls out of my pocket or something like that, mostly for navigation, but it's just too bulky. So I'm hoping that this is going to work. I was going to use the Rick Young, which is just basically kind of like a paracord sling for binos. I've not gotten a chance to try that setup because Greg convinced me that this one was going to be better. So hopefully I found a situation where that works. This Bino Slicker, it's got some pouches on the inside for your, it says for rangefinder. I think that would kind of defeat the purpose of what I'm looking for it for. I do like having my tags and everything like that, but I think this is one of those like kind of hot takes where I think a bino harness kind of sucks. I love it and hate it. And it's that thing that like, I love having it with me. I love having it in the truck. I love knowing where my binos are. I love that the fact that they're safe, but I just can't stand it. And I do like having binoculars. I have a set of Vanguard 10x42s that are really nice. And I love that aspect of the bino harness, knowing that I've always got binos, they're always accessible, all of that. But let me know what you guys think as far as bino harnesses go, and love them, hate them. What have you found? I know the FMF ones are pretty good, or FHF and the marsupial gear. I've seen them, but haven't tried them. Let me know. Bino harnesses suck. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.